The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Sharpen Herbicide from BASF, SRS Commodities, and Heads Up Plant Protectants. Minnesota Dry Bean Research and Promotion Council Treasurer Norman Krause previews their upcoming trade trip to Peru and Chile.
Yeah, we're planning on, in a couple of weeks, here traveling to both Lima, Peru, and Santiago, Chile. So we'll be spending about 3 days in Lima, and then we'll be going to Santiago. And the purpose of our trip will be promoting and showing some of our product, U.S. grown dry beans. We'll be visiting with traders and also some producers in those two areas. The market right now for Chile is a small market. Even though the Chilean people eat a lot of dry beans, a lot of them are growing in Argentina, especially if it's black beans. So we're looking at opportunities for other colored beans and promoting them to the Chilean people and introducing them into their diet. It's a market that traditionally has gotten their beans from other countries in South America, primarily Argentina. But, you know, we do a lot of fresh fruit trade with Peru, and hopefully there'll be some reciprocal trade of U.S. grown dry beans. We will be taking four different samples of beans that we actually produced this year, dark red kidneys, light red kidneys, blacks, and navies. And we'll just introduce them to some of the quality that we see and talk about our crop production practices and the crop that we have that we produce this year in 2023.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants, SRS Commodities, Sharpen Herbicide from BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, and North Harvest Bean Growers Association.